Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's a good one.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Did you do that last year, Jay? Doggone it. I missed it. It just kept going like the comet does. All right, we're welcoming you into another hour of the Good Day program on the last day of November. So you can be sure that as of next week here on the Good Day program, we will have our direction will turn somewhat to the direction of Christmas and the holidays and stuff, little tidbits. I think if the stations around, the music stations are playing, you know, some of them, there's full-time Christmas stations, and then there are most of the other, I think there's even full-time country music stations, some of the country, mm-hmm. Most of the big cities have two country stations, a classic country, and they have a more modern country approach. So there will be more, that's all I'm saying, more. How do you like it? Last night, I was trying to figure the Rockefeller Center thing. Did you watch that for...
I didn't see any of it. Was it good?
Yeah, it was back and forth. I'm not taking as much time because I'm still trying to do a little recoup and go to the sack earlier. But I liked what I saw. I didn't get lost in it, but I liked the final or at the end, close to the end, Cher and Darlene Love did her Christmas song, and it was very good, nicely done. The two of them obviously have admiration for each other. But Kelly Clarkson was so solid. She always is. She's just very, very solid. And so it was a good show. You know, all those lights and stuff. And the taxpayers paying for... Oh, everybody gets so excited. Oh, look at those lights. I wonder who's paying for those. Hello, you are. Same thing with the Christmas tree. Isn't today the lighting of the Christmas tree in Washington? Or did I miss that? Seems to me it was... today, or someday this week.
Yeah, I wonder how it's doing, because what was it? The other day, I think some wind toppled it over.
Knocked it over, yeah. All right, be careful, people that are going out. If you're buying a Christmas tree, here's your Christmas tidbit for the day from the Dugger. The Christmas trees that are around now that you've put on the top of your car and you've brought home and you set up over the weekend, as that's the tradition. A lot of people do that after Thanksgiving. That tree has probably been cut for at least 4 to 5 weeks, and it hasn't seen any moisture. So when you put it in the house, you put it in lemony water, and that will absorb there a couple of... Don't put any oil in it, because all that does is plug it up. Some people say, oh, I got to put some olive oil in there. It'll make the... No, all it'll do is plug up the bottom of it, and it won't be able to absorb any water at all. And so put a little bit of something citrusy in the water that you put in the bottom of the tray that holds the bottom, the trunk of the tree. All right, got it? All right. And then if you're kind of smart, you'll take one of those. You have the curtain that goes around the bottom of the tree that you put all the presents on. Under that, put there's a huge plastic bag. Some even of the stores that sell the Christmas trees sell those bags. Mm-hmm. So you put the bag under the tree, and then when you're all done, you just wrap the bag around the tree, and voila, it's gonzo. See you later. You don't mess up your house. Never forget the year. My children will not let me forget this either. I think it was the first year that I was divorced, and it was the year I cooked the turkey all night, and at Christmas time, I left the tree up until April. And so I had to take a wind to get it out of the house without having those needles everywhere. I took out a window and pushed the tree out the window right by where it was sitting. But it was hardly worth the effort, but I could probably cut it up with the scissors and to put it in the fireplace.
But okay. Have you seen that there are some of these, you rent Christmas trees, so they're potted Christmas trees with the football still attached, and that way after Christmas they can go get replanted, and some of these companies, essentially, they're just renting them out. And then once the tree, I think after so many years, then it gets planted for good. And yeah. it doesn't get cut down and it gets to live the rest of its life as a tree planted in the earth.
Hooray! That's pretty good. That's smart. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who had live trees as just... Those, I can't get excited about the plastic ones and the metal ones. And matter of fact, I remember somebody, there was a year, and I don't even know if they still make them, there was a run on metal trees. You know, they made them out of aluminum and stuff. And, of course, you put the electric lights up there, and if there's a short in the line, you touch the tree. So, you know, it's like having the electric fence around the cow pasture. People love to go up, hey, what's this? No. There is a replacement for the electric car. EVs are going to be replaced. Are you excited to learn how they're going to be replaced? Da-da-da-da-da. Presenting Edsel 2023. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. There is a move afoot to stop making electric cars and power them on hydrogen. What could go wrong with that? Hydrogen is much friendlier for the environment, supposedly. Yes, it's a fabulous way for you to get into a car and have it blow up. That is, if you don't take care of it the right way. And so that's why I called it the Edsel of 2023. There are people, the car dealers around the country that have floor-planned electric vehicles and are getting stuck with them and moving them to California or places where people want to buy them. But I thought it was pretty interesting. I'll have to talk to Nick Miles about that when the next time he visits with us. And there's also a the cars that are being made that are being sold, the car dealers are being now kind of coy, shall we say. Is that a good word, coy? They're just, they are telling people quietly that there may be a problem with electric vehicles, and that's why, you know, they do it quietly, but they're covering their butts that way. You'll see if you've bought an electric vehicle, you've signed a more detailed statement when you buy. The bill of sale has more info in it. You agree to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, there's a letter that went into Joe Biden yesterday from 3,882 car dealers asking that the administration stop or at least slow down the regulations that mandate the production and distribution of electric vehicles because the customers don't want them. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Now, there are people in states where there's lots of credit being given for electric vehicles. Like here in Massachusetts, I think you get $7,500 or $9,500. And I think there's a federal credit that may be equal to that as well. So people are buying the cars even if they don't like them because they'll save on their taxes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then they'll lose that when they go to sell the car because by the time they go to sell, unless they only keep it a couple of years, because the 7-year life of those batteries will pretty much make the car value less if you keep it for 7 years.
Well, so, that's what a lot of the people who are buying EVs are having trouble with even before they try to sell it. It just seems like the battery and the whole charging system, that's where all of the flaws are. And those are the troubles that most people have.
But what kind of a country do we live in where an agency of the government, in this case the EPA, this is a proposal from them. It does, but it doesn't. It says, well, you will, and then, well, you really don't have to. That is, impose a limit on the number of internal combustion engines they've done. The idea comes from California, where they have imposed, and I'm betting this is going to go to the California Supreme Court, and it'll go to the United States Supreme Court, where they will lose. Because how do you tell people in a free country that they aren't free to buy the kind of car that they want to drive? Huh? Where does it say that you can do that? All these proposed pollution requirements, the car makers don't like them either, mostly because they have to retool plants, and people are already showing huge resistance to having to have an electric car. I want an electric car. I don't want an electric car. And one of the reasons I don't want them is because they're very expensive. You know, people, oh, I don't have to buy any gasoline. Right. Get the report from General Motors that has the focus on EVs and why they have postponed their lineup. There is, let's see, I think they have scheduled about a $12 billion investment, excuse me, in the EV. Hertz says, maybe we shouldn't buy so many of these electric cars for our fleet. The Tesla, in most places when you trade it in, unless you buy another Tesla, you think that Ford's going to be taking in trades on a Tesla? According to a study done by the Texas Public Policy Foundation, after they accounted for all of the hidden costs that are involved in owning an electric vehicle, the price is actually, well, when you look at what you pay for gasoline, everybody's groaning about that after going and being in California a good deal. It's $2 a gallon more out there than it is anywhere else. That's just because of the inefficiency of the way they run the state. But in terms of, and people say, well, I'm going to buy an electric car and I have to buy gasoline. Well, when you're all done, this Public Policy Foundation has gone, and yeah, they were funded by the gas companies. So ExxonMobil, Chevron funded this. So is the result questionable? It may be a little slanted, but if it isn't $17 a gallon, that's the equivalent of owning an electric car, then it's fairly, it might be $14 a gallon. You'd be paying, if you were, it's the equivalent of what it's going to charge you here or there, or what it costs, what the charge is for a charge, if you will. And this is because of what it costs the electric grid that we have now and going forward. Yeah, they have great intentions, they being the government, environmental groups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get us off of our dependency on fossil fuels. But that doesn't mean that they're able to do it. That's the question. So anyway, you know me, I get off on this toot about electric cars frequently because I don't think they're good in most ways. Thank you very much. 18 after here on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I focus on celebrity news and things that are on social media that are trending. Brought to you this hour by Progressive Insurance, which, as you know, I hope that you can... There's going to be a test on this at some point in time because we want you to understand the verbatim explanation of what's going on at Progressive that I give you almost every day. Do you know that Progressive Insurance... Okay, follow along with me, Jay. You ready?
Right.
Progressive Insurance is insurance for your motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
your boat,
mm-hmm.
your RV, your car, whatever. So protection is yours at your disposal by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. Get it. Now, our focus here is we look at some of the trending items. It's been a while since you heard or thought much, at least from my vantage point. I don't remember hearing much about Demi Lovato for a while. She's got a holiday special coming out, and there are a lot of interesting people that are going to be on it. Would you describe her as a punk rock star? Is that what is the appropriate handle for her?
I believe Demi's a little bit more of a pop punk, like marriage of the two.
Uh-huh. And who else would be an example of something of that sort of
thing? Avril Lavigne comes to mind.
Does she? Okay. All right. Yeah, well, anyway, let's find out. It'd be good to know what's going on with this festive holiday show and to get caught up on what Demi's doing. I'm sure that among all of the other bits and pieces of information, Jay will be on top of it. So I'll have that for you right after this here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
She actually has Christmas music in her repertoire, Jay. Demi Lovato.
What was the one they did way back in the day of, like, the Disney Channel years. What was the Paul McCartney one? Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, if you want to enjoy ringing the holiday with Demi Lovato, there will be a lot of Christmas this weekend and going forward. Lots of movies, lots of TV shows, lots of special music, that sort of thing. I thought she was older than this. She's only 31. Huh.
Very young. I think most people who come from Disney or even Nickelodeon, the child stars, they've been around for so long that we always feel like they're much
They've been
older.
Around for so long. Yeah,
A lot of life to have been lived. But this one will be fun because, it's going to be some music, but then also getting together with celebrity friends, doing different things. I believe baking cookies with Paris Hilton.
Oh, yum.
JoJo.
She's exactly who I think of. When I think of a cooker in the kitchen, I think of Paris Hilton. Yep. Yeah, maybe not, but at any rate, right?
Maybe
I see that that Haley Baldwin, who is married to Justin Bieber, right? She's going to be on?
Yeah, we'll be on it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How are they getting along, the Biebers?
I don't see I'm not really sure. I don't see too much of it in the news other than whenever they go out and about and the dichotomy of the outfits they pick. Like, she's always super dressed up and he's always super dressed down.
There you go. A very Demi holiday special will be streaming on the Roku channel starting December the 8th. For those of you who are following and will be excited by that, there we have that information for you here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is going to hold a fundraiser in Florida during the GOP presidential debate next week in Alabama. NBC News is reporting the fundraiser will be hosted in Hallandale Beach for Trump's fundraiser. News Nation is hosting the GOP debate next Wednesday. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce. The Qatari foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Still, the terrorist organization Hamas has 145 people, with reports on News Nation, many of them are being kept in cages and sexual assaults are taking place. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Hear this song a whole lot. It's probably 500 different versions of this song by various artists. And it's nice. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's the 30th of November, so with that in mind, we have the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to thank. We're not playing their music now, but we will at some point during the radio program today. And you can join Ruth Enerson, Chad Howard, and Joby Velasquez, who have all won a CD from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Next time you hear that tune, whatever that tune is, you can name that tune from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra if you like to. 855-999-DOUG, call that number. Not now, but when we play a Trans-Siberian tune, okay? 855-999-3684. We'll give away a CD to the winner every time we play. You just have to be the first caller. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Then you, as a winner of that, will qualify to be a winner of an Audio-Technica automatic turntable that is wired, or can be wired, or Bluetooth wireless, whatever it is that you have that's handy. So you want some great audio for Christmas and beyond, certainly. Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the Audio-Technica here on the Good Day program. As I said, listen for that, and you will be a winner. Okay, like nothing better than a winner, right?
Yeah.
It's always good to be a winner. By the way, as the conversation continued, I was thinking that I did see the country Christmas, the Christmas in Graceland last night. It was, I don't know if you saw that. Some people think it was a lot better than the 30 Rock show. I didn't spend a lot of time watching either one of them, frankly, because at the end of the day, and I just flipping around once in a while, I do that if I have a little time, and I just I want to have a sampling more. There's a method to my madness, because if there's anything good on, it makes for good conversation on the air, right? And why not share some of that, because we've all had those shared experiences. So some of you may have watched the 30 Rock show last night and liked it. Some of you may have watched Christmas at Graceland and liked it.
Who performed?
I'm trying to. Alanis Morissette was when she was singing when I was watching. What took me more was sort of interesting. They did it with the backdrop of Elvis's old Convair 880 plane. His plane, his personal plane. It was called the Lisa Marie, and it's obviously been painted up and cleaned up. Hasn't flown. I've forgotten how they even got it there, but it's it was an old. It was one of the first jet-propelled planes. Most people don't remember the Convairs, but similar to the 707, looked the same, about the same size. So that's sitting right there, and they did a lot of the singing to the backdrop of that. So I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I've heard, as I say, that it was better. I would have thought that they would have brought... the best way to celebrate Elvis, for me, is to have Elvis celebrate Elvis with Elvis music. I don't, you know, Alanis Morissette is a sweet thing, but she's not Elvis. If I'm going to do an Elvis Christmas, Elvis probably has 4, 5, 6 Christmas albums, and you could use that as the background. So having the people, I think some of them must have sung Elvis songs, but I didn't hear it when I was watching it. But still, nice to get into
the like music.
Right, yeah. Okay, so the passing of Henry Kissinger at the age of 100, the last few years, I don't know that we thought much about him, although I think he was part of some recent diplomatic thing. But he'd been around as part of, I think he'd go back to before the Nixon administration.
No, I think he was Secretary of State during Nixon and Ford.
Yeah, right. He was not an American. He was described as an that's not true. He was an American diplomat. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was a character in a number of ways. More notably, he always had a very attractive woman on his arm. For some reason, he was a very unattractive guy, but he always had attractive women in his stable. He had a couple of marriages. But certainly, we would probably describe him best as a diplomatic powerhouse. He was inside administrations, whether they be Republican or Democrat. He was there. He was one of those figures that seemed to inveigle himself into lots of things. He had a lot of board assignments, made a lot of money with his consulting firm, Kissinger Associates. Whenever there were problems with companies that couldn't get along, he was sent in to sort of fix whatever the problems were. So anyway, he passed away. He lived in New York City for a long time. He stayed pretty active most of his life. He was I'm not sure. It seemed to me, yeah, he had a new book on leadership styles. He testified before a Senate committee about the problems of nuclear energy and what really was going on in North Korea. This past summer, he went to Beijing. That was what I was thinking about, to meet with the Chinese president. That I remember seeing him. And he was very ambulatory. He kept himself in good shape. He was born in Germany. He was very Jewish and was proud of it, as why not, right? He convinced Nixon to open diplomatic relations with China because the Chinese had gone communist, and what good Republican wants to be friends with a commie, right? And so Nixon resisted, and Kissinger kept saying, look, this is what makes sense. This will be the, and it was. It was the key. It was the highlight of Nixon's career. He, you know, messed it all up with Watergate on his own, but known for a lot of, Nixon was known for a number of things that were positive. As, you know, most presidents are going to do, they have to hit the dartboard once in a while, and Nixon did by opening up China, but he wouldn't have done it had it not been for Henry Kissinger. He was Secretary of State under President Ford as well. He always expressed his strong opinions. Very smart guy, and he was happy to tell you how smart he was. But he was at the end of his life, he had a lot of the people who were dictators and communists and stuff. Even though he managed to put a lot of people together, he was not particularly well liked by communist countries. I mean, listen, he was a very astute guy and managed to do a lot of things. He was instrumental in getting rid of or trying to figure out the problem diplomatically of ending the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah, you got a Nobel Peace Prize for that, the Paris Peace Accord.
Yep, right. Anyway, I think one of the things that Gerald Ford said about Henry Kissinger is how thin-skinned he was. That is, he did not like, he was a public figure, but he didn't like all the scrutiny. There were newspaper folks, and there were, you know, this was before the era of social media, but he was always getting criticized.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, his real name was Heinz Alfred Kissinger. He came from Furth, Germany, May 1923, and he came in with his family before the Nazis exterminated most of the European Jews. He became a Harvard professor, and he served in the army. He went to Europe, World War II, they called him Dr. Kissinger because he actually did get a Harvard PhD somewhere along in there, someplace. But anyway, he was a smart, very interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe I'm the only one who brings up all the ladies that were on his arm. And people would always say, like, there was one lady who was a Bond girl that he hung around with for a long time. Oh, I can see her, but I can't remember her name. He'd always hang around with these women that were like 30 years younger than he was. And everybody said, what the heck has he got? I think he's probably got some charisma, pretty smart. He did a lot early on in the circumstances that we're in right now in the Middle East. When those problems would flare up during his time of being active, he was a great connector between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And he was really the one that spent about a month going back and forth to forge what was the longest-lasting disengagement agreement. They don't call it a peace agreement in the circumstance of Israel. They call them disengagement agreements. And by the way, the announcement was made just a little while ago that the Palestinians and the Israelis have decided to extend this truce, right? So they must be talking and, you know, they're figuring out how to do all of the things that are necessary to disengage. Isn't that interesting? They don't call it a peace thing. They call it a disengagement. Israel and Hamas extending the ceasefire. So, All right, there's that. Some fairly important news, Jay, out of Ohio this morning. The three people that were killed, the explosion at the Ohio body shop in Hillsboro. There was an explosion at this body shop. And so you wonder, well, have you ever been inside a body shop? Have you ever gone in to see what they do in there and how things, what you walk through the door of a body shop and you can smell everything.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the paint, smell all of the toxic
all
stuff
the
that they use. Right, yeah. Excuse me. So the fact that there is an explosion is not surprising necessarily, but in this case, obviously, I'm not sure by looking at all of this whether this was an explosion of the things in the building blew up and burned up, but it looks like somebody hit a gas line or something, right? I think that it may have, I don't know that for sure, but it looks kind of,
it wasn't just a fire. It was a big explosion fire chief even said the explosion could be felt blocks away even at the firehouse. Like the firefighters felt the explosion, too.
Right. Yep. I'm going to look out for stuff like that. All right. Yeah. Speaking of looking out for things and how much fun there is at this time of year, you're looking for a getaway, help yourself. It's easy. Free nights in Las Vegas are yours by dialing 800-419-3684. I'd like to remind you of that from time to time so you don't forget. You're ready to go? Okay, then go. Free Las Vegas, 800-419-3684 now.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Victory, victory is our cry at 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Thursday edition. Already it's Thursday. Wowie zowie. And not only is it Thursday, not only is it the last day of November, but it is National Mason Jar Day. We celebrate that on our food, farm, and family plot here. Mason jars. Been around for a long, long time. I don't think there's been a time in my life when I haven't had mason jars, had them used. Sometimes they're used to pickle stuff. Sometimes it was grapes and sometimes leftover food. What's your first remembrance of a mason jar, Jay?
I have no idea what my first remembrance is. I know I love them. You can use them for
your mother a cooker? Make, is your like, mother do stuff?
Oh, my mom's an awesome cook, yes. But, like, yeah, I remember you can use them for crafts and make your own little snow globe. Like, we'd always do those for school. You can spaghetti sauce in them. I am a big fan of a mason jar glass instead of actual cups, just using a mason jar. We have a lot of, they are cups because they have the handle like a mug, but they are mason jars. Big fan, big supporter. I agree with mason jars. Mason jars.
I grew up around pickled fruits and vegetables that were from the garden, the screw top thing. Sometimes they put wax on top, and then you put the screw top on top of it. The wax was put on top of the jelly, especially because it sealed in everything, and then you just pop the wax out, and after taking the top off, it's cool. So join us, ladies and gentlemen, in celebrating National Mason Jar Day try some different things that you do. By the way, the waxy thing goes back to the 1830s. John Landis Mason invented and patented the glass jar that we refer to by using his name in the 1850s. And then there were blue mason jars that became popular around the turn of the century. And now I think they're sort of a collectible, right? If I find them around, we have them on the farm sometimes, mm-hmm. and people bring them back. It's like they're more valuable than a milk bottle, to be sure, because of the screw top. That's takes a little more technology and fixing up. So, cool. Mason jars, yes. Associated in my life anyway with the yummy stuff. All right, this is not yummy. Here's our recall of the day. Doctors Scientific Organica have announced a recall of limited numbers of Burnt Boot Camp after grass-fed whey protein bars. Huh? Who would put that on a label? A limited quantity of Burnt Boot Camp Afterburn Grass-Fed Whey Protein Bars. Okay. It's foreign material. Bad management, again, whether the big company or a small company, they always make these bars and company and plants that are big, no matter whether it's a big run or a small run. So there's disposable hair nets. Oh, yum. Shrink wrap and parchment paper. Yeah, that's what I want.
So gross.
Having my protein bar, right? Uh-huh. Triple chocolate almond-flavored bars from Dr. Scientific Organica, distributed through Burn Boot Camp retail locations. So anyway, if you triple chocolate almond-flavored products, they have, yes, I'll repeat the grossness of this. You can choke
hair nets
on the shrink wrap and the parchment paper. It's so ridiculous. Funny if it wasn't so sad or dangerous.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it seems like this is pretty stupid. How does this company even exist when they're that sloppy, that badly run, that disposable hair nuts and shrink wrap and parchment paper can find its way?
It's the hair nets that are getting me. And Burn Boot Camp, it's a boutique fitness concept. It's a lot of, they have their own locations, kind of like if you go somewhere for like Title Boxing or Pure Bar, and they sell these there. And so I think a lot of their clientele are probably thinking, well, yeah, I just had my workout. Let's get this protein bar and all of that stuff. And no, that's a hair nut.
Yum. Guy Fieri has signed a new deal with the Food Network. How much do you think it's worth? $10 million, $20 million, $40
million? I forgot about Guy Fieri, to be honest with you, for a moment.
Really?
I didn't realize he was still so popular.
20 years with the Food Network, known as the mayor of Flavorton, I think. So he's producing all of these shows like the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Guy's Grocery Games, Tournament of Champions, that sort of thing on Fox all over the place. So he's got a $100 million deal with the Food Network and the spinoffs. So is Bobby Flay still around? Is he still
on the Food Network? I think so. I feel like he still is. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bobby popular. Yeah. I mean, not something that I'm spending a lot of my time watching. A lot of people do.
Good for Guy Fieri, though. $100 million.
$100 million, yeah. Deal. Nothing wrong with that. Good for him. He's smart, obviously. Now, 59 after the hour here on the Full Measure Good Day program.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.